In a city that's seen severe budget cuts eviscerate traditional public schools, Superintendent Height says getting the teachers' union to agree to health care concessions would bring tens of millions of dollars back to Philly schools.
We could return some significant resources to schools, and so we could return more guidance counselors. We could have schools with librarians. We could have more nurses. We could have more resources available for children, and that's just based on contributions to benefits.
Philadelphia Federation of Teachers President Jerry Jordan has repeatedly said that the union would accept some health care concessions. Jordan affirms that if the contract hinged solely on health care,
I think that we would probably be able to settle very quickly.
But the contract hinges on much more, and thus, almost 6 months since the PFT's old one expired, negotiations drag on. In addition to asking teachers to take 5 to 13% pay cuts, Height wants a PFT contract that would give the district much more of the managerial flexibility enjoyed by the city's public charter schools, most of which employ a non-unionized workforce. With these structural changes in place, the district could lengthen the school day and year, as well as assign, pay, transfer, and lay off teachers based on factors other than seniority. Again, Superintendent Height.
We're trying to get to a place where we have the ability to compete. And that ability to compete is both structurally and to a large degree based on work rules that must change so that we can get certain individuals into certain buildings.
Both Height and Governor Tom Corbett's administration say these changes are a priority over the relatively small but quick concessions that would restore some cuts. Charles Zogby is state budget secretary.
You're going to have a vibrant public school system going forward in Philadelphia. You not only need to generate these savings, but you've got to be able to operate the system and the schools in a way that's actually going to deliver quality.
The district ideally would like to implement a system of mutual consent, where prospective teachers and hiring principals agree on each and every staffing placement. All too often, proponents of the changes say, seniority-based systems give longer-tenured teachers the best jobs in higher-performing schools, while struggling schools are plagued with high rates of employee turnover. Whether eliminating seniority protections would correct this inequity or would improve academic outcomes overall is the subject of much debate. Researchers have arrived at database conclusions both for and against seniority. Some insights in this debate can be gleaned by analyzing the performance of the district's Renaissance charter schools. Under the Renaissance model, select low-performing district schools were turned over to charter organizations who, sans teachers union, have operated with all the workforce-related flexibility they've desired. According to a recent report, the academic results of the Renaissance initiative have been mixed, largely depending on the organization operating the charter. Mark Gleason is the executive director of the Philadelphia School Partnership, a nonprofit that seeks to grow the number of high-performing schools in the city, public, charter, or private.
Flexibility does not automatically translate into results, but it's a precondition. Management still has to take advantage of that opportunity by investing in great people and creating conditions that retain great people.
So does Gleason think the Philadelphia School District's leadership can be trusted to deliver on that promise?
I'm not really capable of answering that yet. I think it's too early to say.
That lack of certainty doesn't sit well with the many teachers and advocates of traditional public education who feel the proposed concessions will make the already difficult job of teaching in Philadelphia even less desirable. Susan DeJarnett, a Temple professor who writes about the rhetoric of education reform, says the seniority debate too often devolves into a heads I win, tails you lose, who's more for the children trap.
I wanted a qualified, caring, competent teacher, and I think I'm more likely to get that if the people in those positions have a decent level of job security and don't have to worry about the axe hanging over their head every year. You know, to me, that is being for the children, not for the adults.
Thus far, despite some calls to do so, Height and the School Reform Commission have refrained from the nuclear option of unilaterally imposing contract terms on the union, which would likely lead to a lengthy court battle. So where does the newly appointed SRC Chairman Bill Green fit into the picture?
We cannot provide the education that our students deserve with the current work rules. I truly believe that. Our goal is to have great district schools, 100% of our schools to be great schools, and that's going to require cooperation from everyone.
In the meantime, the district's financial picture is again looking bleaker than ever, with the possibility of more cuts looming on the horizon and a proposed governor's budget that keeps the state's basic education subsidy the same as this year. To make matters financially worse for the district, it lost more students to charters this year than it had anticipated, a wave that will cost $25 million in excess of its budget projection. While this contract remains unsettled, the district doesn't know if its current lack of resources is forcing even more parents to consider sending their children elsewhere. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.